for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
When we got our statement earlier this month, I called your company because I didn't recognize what it was at all. And you told me it was going to be oximeter. And I thought, well, you said it was on its way. Well, we finally got it this week. And it isn't anything that I felt I ordered or somebody ordered it with my number, or if I accidentally did, it was a mistake. And it isn't anything I can use. I can't even read it. It's too small, and I'd like to just return it.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
55920.
And your first and last name?
LaDonna Fay.
Yes, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you go ahead and verify your address?
1211 Sundance Court Northeast in Byron, Minnesota, 55920.
Okay, ma'am. So I do see here that you paid shipping and handling of $7.45 for that pulsometer.
Yes.
Your account has been canceled, so you weren't enrolled into our gadget store. So we don't take returns, ma'am, so that product is just going to be yours to keep.
Okay, will the $7.45 be refunded?
No, ma'am, because you have the product.
Well, but I don't want it. It isn't
okay,
anything
ma'am.
I can
I
use.
I do understand that, but the $7.45 was paying for shipping and handling, and because you do have the product, we can't refund that shipping and handling. What I can do for you as a courtesy is reship you out another product, and maybe it's up to your expectations, ma'am.
Well, what would it be?
The pulsometer. I can reship out the pulsometer.
Well, that's what this is, and I think. Okay, well, I just don't understand that. But okay.